You are listening to Two Guys on Set Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Two Guys on Set Podcast with your host Gary
and Jaime.
Hey,
yo,
what's going on, Gary?
Not too much.
Not too much. There's been a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
How many weeks did we miss?
Two.
Seems two. Like a month. We recorded So we had the first week of New Year's.
Yep. Yeah,
I think it's like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks.
That's nuts.
And then before that, we took a month off.
It feels like a month.
We're busy guys, you know what I mean?
Been doing some work.
Yeah. Trying to make some dinero.
Dinero.
Yeah.
Did you work on anything cool?
Recently?
No, like yesterday.
Oh, yesterday I had a beautiful return day.
I love return days.
I was done by 10:30.
I don't get PMs that don't give you return days.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. They'll just give your truck away to somebody else.
Yeah, I was like, I tend not to do any of those jobs anymore.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Something you got to weed out those
gotta
people.
Got to weed out.
Yeah.
Especially when you got a lot of leads coming in for work.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? It's one day, yeah, but that counts as your medical, dude. That's a day of medical, like, that counts towards your PHBP.
Oh, yeah. I gave up on that a long time. God,
that's right.
You're like, well, that's good that you get it.
Are you insurance free?
No, I pay, like, between dental and health insurance, I pay $300 a month.
Jesus.
Yep.
Well, I pay about $600 because of the kids.
Even though you have PHBP?
Yeah, that only covers me, and I think each kid is $50, but the spouse is, like, 300 and something.
Holy.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
And they switched it to something else now that's not very great.
Oh, it's in HMO?
Yeah, it's HMO now, dude. It used to be PPO. It used to go like, hey, dude, I need another lung. And just pop in there like, hey, here you go. They cater to you, dude.
I need a lung. All right, cool. Just coming in three.
Come here. Just
coming in three. We'll hook you up.
We got to go get it from somewhere, but
we got to go to downtown LA to
come in
to the toy district.
We have to, you know, there's like no appointments. You know, just like hey, okay, yeah, just show up, and then they'll take care of you. You know.
Yeah.
Now it's like, whew. Can't even, like, hey, I broke a nail. Like, oh, yeah, we got to order a nail clipper. That'll take 3 weeks. Like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, about that nail.
What a difference, man.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
And at least, all right, so I have Kaiser for my medical insurance. So that's fine. You just go to Kaiser. With dental, because it's an HMO, when you start looking up the offices that you're allowed to go to, they all have like 1 star on Yelp.
I know.
I luckily found one that had 5 stars.
I couldn't get my doctor anymore. I had to go because you got to go look for a doctor that's in network.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I looked for my doctor. Of course, he's not in network. So I have to go search for another one. I couldn't find anything. So they're like, oh, we're just going to issue you a doctor. I'm like, okay. And then I go and like look at this doctor. It's like everybody's like, well, there's like a complaint here and there. But it's like, I don't even want this guy.
Yeah.
So they picked it for me. So now I got anything that happens, I got to go to this dude. I don't even know.
That dude's like, I just forged my medical license.
Sure.
The office is in his garage in his house.
He gives you medicine from TJ. It's all in Spanish.
He gives you medicine from the 99 cent store. I have you 99 cent only ibuprofen here for you.
No, it's good. It's the same.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's the same. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah. Oh, you need a new lung? All right, let me get some construction paper and some glue. Let me see what I can do for you.
Just huff and puff it to this plastic bag. You'll be all right.
I'll give you a straw. Yeah. Even though they're banned in California now, I'll give you one. I'll hook you up.
I'll hook you up. I know a guy.
I know a guy.
There's a pack of 100 for 99 cents at the 99 cents store.
He usually flips them on Amazon for $100.
Exactly.
But for you.
Now that they're a rarity now.
Yeah.
They're collectibles.
Collectible item. Vintage plastic straw.
Yeah.
Now available.
Well, that's a whole other freaking topic, man.
Yeah.
The whole HMO, PPO.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Anyways. It's
people.
You been working anything?
I just did a nice one-day job in a studio. Super easy.
With DJ Khaled?
No.
DJ.
But it was another one and another one.
Another one.
Another one.
You know DJ Khaled's going to be in the new Bad Boys movie?
Unfortunately.
Oh, I hate
Bad Boys 2 is one of my favorite movies.
Bad Boys 2 is great.
Yeah, now that he's in Bad Boys 3, it makes me want to watch it less.
Although, I'll watch it if they kill him.
Yes, yes. Oh, but Michael Bay's not directing it, right?
He's not?
That's what I heard. Maybe he is. So as long as DJ Khaled explodes somehow.
Yeah, somehow if they blow him up, maybe I'll watch it.
Like if he's on like a boat and Will Smith drives a car off a bridge and it lands onto the boat but then blows up. Something like that.
So there's going to be less explosions because Michael Bay's not doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe he is doing it. He's not. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I know he's not doing the Transformers anymore.
Good.
But I thought he wasn't doing Bad Boys also.
I can search it. Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
Michael Lowry.
She massages shit. Release date of January
17, 2020. Oh, nice.
Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Right. And directed by three dudes.
Oh.
Bilal Fala.
Oh, God bless you.
Adil El Arabi.
Huh?
And, it's two dudes. I don't know why they listed them twice.
Oh, it's two guys on set?
Two directors on set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we can sue them.
So, yeah, he's not directing it.
Well, hopefully.
It's called Bad Boys for Life.
That's
Bad
pretty funny.
Bad Boys for Life.
I wonder if they're going to do what Fast and the Furious does. Just keep making them.
Just keep making them.
Although it took forever. Bad Boys 2 was, 2009 or something?
Ooh, Bad Boys 2 was...
2008?
I have it right here. 2003.
Shoot.
2003. The original Bad Boys, you know, you remember what year that was?
I just graduated 99? High school. 99?
No, 95.
95?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
That's a long time ago.
Wow, so 95 to 2003, then 2003 to 2020. Wow.
2020, yep.
Shoot.
That is nuts.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Will Smith looks exactly the same.
He does, yeah. Doesn't Martin Lawrence too?
Martin Lawrence looks a little older compared to like, I'm looking at pictures. He looks all skinny in the old 95 poster.
Yeah, Will Smith looks the same since Fresh Prince, for the most part.
Martin Lawrence. He's all thin, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Has he filled out a little bit?
Yeah, he's not as thin anymore. He hasn't done anything, though, really, right? Lately?
Yeah, no, he did some, family movies, and then... Oh, yeah, he's filled out quite a bit. But
is he even doing comedy anymore?
I don't...
Did something happen to him? Did he go nuts? I remember he had gone, apeshit on Ventura Boulevard.
Did he?
I think it was between Bad Boys 1 and 2. He, lost his mind or something, and he was, going crazy on Ventura.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? Was he just, screaming stuff or something?
He was just, yelling. Yeah, something happened. He lost his mind or something. I don't know what the heck.
Huh. That's pretty funny.
That was back in the days.
Back in the day.
Back in the days.
Yeah.
So your job?
It was super easy.
Super.
My pickup day, the truck, I got a cube, and it was literally a small camera package, 5 director's chairs, a steamer, and a cooler that we never took off the truck.
Wow.
It was the easiest day. Oh, and a slider. So literally three pickups and 2 returns.
I was supposed to have a job like that became kind of a nightmare.
Oh, yeah?
Where it started it's going to be a van with you know, a small camera package.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I was on that job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then that van became a cube, and then that cube got filled with all kinds of shit.
And then that cube became a 5-ton, yeah. And that 5-ton became a 10-ton.
Like, I was holding everything, and it became a whole nightmare, dude.
Oh, yeah, you had every department, right?
I had everything in there, dude.
Grip, too?
I had some grip stuff, lighting, photography stuff, because it was like a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then...
like, photo and video.
Photo and video, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had this one PA that I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this guy.
Missed to tell you everything that's going on.
This guy I had never seen before. Obviously, he's like a newbie, or newbie to me at least.
Yeah.
And first thing in the morning, it's raining. And he gets on my truck and starts handing out walkies that I had signed out for the crew.
Oh.
And just starts like, oh, here, what's your name, bro? What's your name, bro? Oh, here you go. Here, I'm like, dude, hold on, dude. Chill out. This is my truck. Like,
he didn't know the rules of the truck.
He didn't know the rules. Sure. He was like on my truck, like trying to grab things, like trying to take sides. I'm like, dude, relax. What do you need? Tell me what you need. I'll give it to you. He's one of those guys, and I got fucking irritated, man.
You should have prescribed him a Tecarisi.
A pill of Tecarisi? Yeah, dude. And he's like, dude, relax, dude. So I was like, man, he was pissing me off. And it was like it started bad because it was like freaking pouring. It was that week that was super rainy. And
yeah, that day was raining like hardcore. Yeah,
it was hardcore.
And it rained all the way up until like 4:30.
Yeah, that was bad. And then it was one of those deals where like, all right, we'll set up for lunch, but we got to go to location. So I would go to location, leave all my shit there, and then I would have to come back and get it. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we had a guy with a pickup truck hook it up for me and then go get my stuff. But it was one of those back and forth deals. But the shoot itself was actually easy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Logistically, there was a lot of stuff going on and around and, you know, stuff going in the background that needed to be done, like setting up lunch. And it was like, lunch is across the street, man.
Like, yeah, that guy, I could see the whole day. He kept trying to like boss you around and stuff.
Yeah, he kept telling me like, bro, I need the mag liner. I need to take it up. I'm like, for what? And he wouldn't tell me for what. Like, he got like kind of like, I don't know if he was getting insulted. I was asking him, what are you doing with my shit? Like, he goes, I just need the mag liner. I'm like, okay, here, dude, but like,
you just got to tell me where it's going.
Tell me where it's going, so that way, in case you leave it there, I know it's there for a reason. Like, what are you going to take it for? Like, for a ride or what? He got so, like, he wouldn't tell me. Like, he's one of those guys, like.
Yeah. One of those guys that thinks he's above everyone and just tries to, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Push his way through everything.
I didn't care for that dude, man.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that guy at all. And then he was like, I don't know if he was drunk or what. Because the PM was like, not the PM, the other guy, the coordinator.
Uh-huh. The other guy.
I'm not going to say his name because we always talk about his jobs. Maybe I shouldn't take his jobs, man. His jobs freaking start sucking. So he tells me, I tell him, dude, something's up with this guy, man. He's got to be drunk or something because he's like freaking, I don't know, man. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm trying to read this guy.
Yeah, something seemed off about him.
And then
him.
The coroner comes back like, dude, that guy smells like booze or something. He's got to be like on something. I'm like, dude, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Yeah, something was definitely off about him.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways. Other than that, it was a pretty okay job.
Yeah. The last day was great for me.
I know. You got stuck in the van.
Yeah, but I was totally happy with it.
How many days did you get out of it?
Three.
Three total days?
Or four. Three.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday, Friday, Monday, right?
At the end, I was like, dude, I don't want to be on this cube, man. I just want to be on the van. Put me in the van.
Yeah. Put me in a van any day, all day.
I just want an easy day in a van.
Especially when I saw it was raining that first day. I was like, oh, I'm so happy to be in the van.
I'm like, I'm gonna stay in my truck, dude.
Yeah, that last day on Monday, they kind of cut it short. It was just one shot. And I was pretty much, I didn't even see a single person from the crew the whole time. They're like, be at the Roosevelt at 4. I'm like, all right, cool. I sat there until like 7:30, and then they're like, all right, go downtown to Staples Center. I'm like, all right, cool. Went downtown to Staples Center. They're like, just park somewhere, and we'll let you know if we need you.
You didn't ever give anybody a ride?
No.
Nobody went in your van?
No. Dude. I didn't even see a single person from the job.
Wow.
I was on the clock for probably
I hope they pay you.
6 hours. They're like, ah, this guy wasn't here. We didn't see him.
He's like, what are you talking about? We never saw you, so yeah. Why should we pay you?
Right. I got the text message proof.
God. Yeah, that job. And then after that job, I had another stage job where I was like, I think I caught the flu mid job.
Ugh.
And I was like feeling like crap.
And that's the worst.
The worst is being sick. Yeah, getting sick and being sick while you're working.
Yeah. And especially because you can't go anywhere.
No. And then, you know you're going to be there for a long day, long haul. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was feeling like crap and headache and chills and feeling super tired. And I was like, I want this day to end. Luckily, it was only a one-day shoot.
Oh, yeah.
On stage. So
what? Where did you guys shoot at?
At the studio called Nant Studio.
Nant.
The guy that owns the, he bought the LA Times for like $500 million or something like that.
Oh, so he's broke.
He has no money. Okay. So because he had no money, he bought the studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think his last name is Nant. Oh. N-A-N-T.
Hey, Nanty.
And so, like, he had, I guess, extra pocket change, and he bought, like, this stage in Culver City. Change. And we shot there. It was a pretty cool stage because it was all, like, pre-lit. It was, like, it's got LED, like, panels on top, and you can control it off a board, like whatever light,
wherever
you need it. Like you can aim it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the guy's. I guess the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have no money.
Yeah,
you just figure it out. You know,
you just figure it out. That was a commercial. We had the actress Kaylee Cuoco from what's her name? The girl from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
I think her name is Kate.
Yeah, something Coco.
Coco.
Yeah.
Cuoco.
Anyway. Bless you.
No, she's really nice. She's
a really, really
nice lady, yeah.
Oh, nice.
She rolls deep with like 19 people. She has her own makeup, her own seamstress.
A seamstress.
Seamstress. Rolls in a 7 Series BMW, works for like 20 minutes and then bones out.
And gets probably paid $1,000.
Probably got paid more than me in the whole week.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
I think I'm going to become a seamstress.
Yeah, dude. And her makeup person, she has 2 makeup, 1 hair. She's got a security dude. He's a cool guy. Big ass dude, too. I forgot his name. A couple other people, dude. Just, you know, I'm sure agent or whoever.
Yeah. It's crazy that people roll so deep with so many people just to go to work.
I should roll deep when going to work.
Yeah. We show up to work with like 10 people and the PM's like, oh, who are all these people? Oh, it's my entourage. We're like, what? You're driving the truck. Hey, it's my entourage.
This guy's my ratchet strap keeper. It's my my crafty drink counter.
This is my lift gate operator.
Lift gate operator. He holds a remote all day.
All day. Never puts it down.
Never puts it down.
It's like a bomb. You put that remote down, we blow. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that was a great job. It was easy. You know, luckily it was easy because I was feeling like crap.
Yeah.
Have you worked on any Super Bowl commercials? Super Bowl is like literally this Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. I don't think I have. In the past, I've worked on a bunch of them, but
yeah.
Everyone usually kind of knows if it's a Super Bowl commercial. The ones I've worked on this year, nobody said anything about it.
Yeah.
So,
I think I've worked on
probably not.
Maybe, I know I worked on one, maybe two, but I couldn't tell you which one. Like it's one of those, like, for me, I kind of know because they're like kind of bigger budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they spend money and. There's a lot of people working on it, and it's a big, you know, like Coca-Cola or like a big company like that.
Yeah.
So that had been, and then it was shot like literally like a month and a half ago. So I was like, okay, this is probably a Super Bowl commercial. And someone else actually on set said, this is a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, okay.
So.
The one.
We'll see.
I just worked on that I wrapped out yesterday. I heard one person say it might have been a Super Bowl commercial, but it was so low. Budget,
really,
and so low key that I highly doubt it.
Nowadays, I mean, it could be low budget now. I mean, I did a low budget a lot, like 3 years ago. Hmm. It was for Doritos.
Oh, okay. For there's the a, little.
I did a little, the little doggy one. There's like a little dog that was running to like the front door or something. That was like super low budget. I think it was like one of those like, the director won, like director shot something. He won the contest, and so he got to direct the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But it was still a low budget. But yeah, made it on Super Bowl. So.
Oh, actually, now that you say that, 2 years ago, I worked on a Shock Top commercial with TJ Miller.
Oh, yeah.
I think, actually, never mind. I don't know how, it was lower budget, but yeah. Now that I think about it, I don't know how low.
It wasn't like
actually.
A Budweiser.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Shock Top. We turned like a house in Burbank or Toluca Lake into like a bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You couldn't just get a bar?
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't just
well, the house them? The house had a bar.
Yeah.
Like in the, I don't know if it was the basement, but it had a bar.
Oh.
And they kind of just dressed it up more to look like an actual bar.
Right.
But.
Crazy.
Crazy.
You know what the average cost of a 30-second commercial?
For Super Bowl? Oh, okay. So I'm going to go with.
For 30 seconds to show on TV.
I'm going to go with $10 million.
No, not that much.
Five?
Yeah, $5.24 million.
Oh, so it's cheap to make one.
It's yeah.
$5.2 million? Ah, that's nothing. Chump change.
Jesus. I didn't know
for Super 30 Bowl, seconds.
Super Bowl commercials, I mean, I didn't know Super Bowl tickets are like super expensive.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's funny you say
like
that.
$5,000 or something like
on,
that.
On the radio, they were talking about it the other day. So they were going through, because you know I was in Atlanta this year. They were going through all these like hotels that are rated 3 stars and below and guessing their like price per night for the Super Bowl. This one place had reviews saying something like it's a motel in between 2 strip clubs and a liquor store. And there is constant gang activity outside.
Wow.
And there's roaches and bed bugs. And it was going for $3.99 a night.
Damn.
$3.99 because it's Jeez. During the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And people will pay it.
Hell yeah. And people the ticket the tickets alone are like $5,000 or higher depending on your
That's
seat.
That's just to get in.
Yeah.
That doesn't count like room and board and food and
yeah. They probably charge at the stadium what like $27 a beer?
Yeah.
It's Super at Bowl least, beer. Dude.
Super Bowl beer.
Yeah.
How many chicken wings do you think will be eaten during Super Bowl? It's a trivia
How
question.
How many chicken wings? I'm going to go with 700 million.
Try 1.38 billion.
Billion?
Billion chicken wings. 8 million pounds of guacamole will be consumed.
Wow.
10 million pounds of ribs.
10 million pounds of ribs.
14,000 tons of chips.
14,000?
Yeah, dude.
Tons?
Tons of chips.
Jesus Christ.
Super Bowl's a big moneymaker, dude.
We need to open up a chip company.
Jesus. Just call it Super Bowl chips.
Yeah. Even if we get 1 ton to be eaten.
Even if you only sell like once a year.
Yeah, exactly. You're good.
You're good. Super Bowl chips.
You got to eat them, yeah.
That's a great... We should make that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
From the makers of... what's like a once a year thing? From the makers of Christmas trees.
From the makers of the Super Soaker.
Super Soaker.
Introducing Super Bowl chips. I think we're on to something here.
They come with their own packets of pre-melted cheese.
Cheese, yeah. With the chemical compound nacho.
Nacho. It's already soft. You can heat it if you want.
So that makes sense why it's called nacho cheese now. It's chemical compounds.
It's a chemical.
N-A-C-H-O.
It's not real cheese, dude.
Yeah.
It's a freaking...
Chemical cheese.
A scientist made it.
Yeah.
it just looks like real cheese. It's not... Real cheese, you got to like, you know, get a bar of cheese and freaking...
Melt it down.
But
then when you melt it down, it eventually gets hard again.
And then wait 8 minutes and it'll be hard.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? That's why you have to keep it on that, what's that fountain? Like the fondue,
fountain? Fondue, yeah.
Do they have one for nachos, though? Can you use the same fountain?
Sure. Would it I'm work? Okay with it.
Would it work?
We should experiment on Super Bowl.
We should buy one of those chocolate fountains and see if it'll work.
Yeah, we can rent them out. Rent them out on set.
I got a cheese fountain.
Yeah. I got Can we get a kit rental for my cheese fountain?
I got a cheese fountain for you, bro.
Yeah. Set it up at Crafty. Rent it out to Crafty people.
Yeah.
I get $50 a day for my cheese fountain.
Cheese fountain. You watch anything cool on TV? Movies or anything?
So I just watched Vice. I know you had said you watched it.
Yes.
It was good.
Right?
It was really good.
That was a good movie, dude.
Yeah. Christian Bale. It's so cool seeing him as young Dick Cheney, normal Christian Bale, and then as old Dick Cheney.
And when he's big and fat.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
I was watching the movie and then I would kind of forget it was Christian Bale.
Yeah.
He did such a great job. Like,
yeah, he did great.
I thought I was like looking at Cheney for like part of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. I don't know.
George W.
W?
He looked like him, but he didn't.
Yeah, I agree.
His face is a bit longer than George W. George W. is more like square face.
I think when he was like kind of out of focus and they would focus on Dick Cheney, he would look like Bush. But
it's so funny because it's everything I imagined. Bush just sitting there with like his feet up on the desk.
He's
back.
Chilling.
Hey there, Dick. Hey, Dick. I don't have any experience in this, so why don't y'all run the country for me now?
Exactly. Dick Cheney was running the show, man.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
I mean, I always kind of knew that. But not to this extent. But it makes sense.
It's crazy, dude.
And his company's made millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Crazy. Very good movie, though.
Another great movie I saw was Green Book.
Green Buck.
Green Book.
Book.
Did I say Buck?
That's what I thought. But
sorry, man. I'm getting over my cold.
Green Book. I think I heard about
it. Dude, watch it. That's such a good movie.
Is it Netflix?
No, I got the screener for it. I don't know. It's not Netflix.
Oh, got it.
It is not Netflix. Good movie. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
There's that July, what's that? July 22nd Netflix one? 22nd of July?
I don't know.
That one was also nominated or whatever, but.
For an Oscar?
I watched like the beginning. Yeah. I watched the beginning and I didn't like it, dude.
Oh, really?
I think because it was like a foreign, like, I think it was like Swedish or something.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get into it. It was okay for a minute, but then you might like it. I don't know. Check it out. It's called
July 22nd?
22nd of July? Something like that.
All right. I'll look into it.
It's about a mass shooter.
Oh.
Yeah. He goes and takes out some kids.
Oh. Well, I guess it's that time of the world where all that stuff happens.
Speak of, dude. I saw this movie called The Hate U Give.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It started off great, but then it started getting preachy about cops.
Because
it's one of those, like, the cast is full African American.
Oh, okay.
Started off great. It's shot great. It looks freaking awesome. I don't know who the DP is on that, but it looked great. And then at the end, they started getting, like, they got into riots and, like, tear gassing. And, like, they started getting preachy about, Black Lives Matter. And it kind of felt like they were, like, anti-police in the movie. It was weird.
See.
And then at the end, I was like, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get that cops do, like, obviously they do fucked up things.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, I guess people don't realize the other stuff, the other side of it.
Right.
Because they don't see it, like how they prevent crimes and
there's stuff. Definitely, you know, there's both sides.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't like the fact that, okay, so there's a scene in the movie where this young girl has a white friend, another girl. And they were defending, the white girl was obviously defending the white cop, and then the black girl was defending the guy that got shot. And then it became super preachy, and then like they made it seem like the black girl was right.
Uh-huh.
And like maybe the cop wasn't, I mean, yeah, he wasn't right for shooting him, but like his life really didn't matter. Like,
right.
He should be punished to the full extent. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what's going on here? Like, I don't like this anymore. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell me your side. Like, yeah, it felt like the movie was telling me.
Too one-sided.
Yeah.
Got it.
But it started off great. I thought it was a great movie in the beginning, you know. It was shot great, but. And at the end, you know, they got into, like, protesting and, you know, just like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I did. I watched the end, but, like. Everything was so predictable. Like, I don't want to give it away, but it's just like the whole ending was like, yeah, that's going to happen. Oh, it happened. Oh, now they're going to go over here. And it happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's going to get on TV and start like preaching with a bullhorn. Yep, that happened.
And so then, it's pretty much like everything that would happen in a normal situation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, all right, I'm done. Like, That was that.
Well.
What are you gonna do?
What
are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
It's like, entertain me, man. Don't get all political and shit on me, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, some movies take it to another.
A great example level. of depicting both sides in a racial movie, like the movie I just said, Green Book.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the days, the Green Book was a book that the African Americans used to buy that showed them routes of where they could drive cross country, where they could stay and eat.
Oh, okay.
For colored people.
Got it. Oh yeah, because the whole segregation.
Yeah, and that's what basically. So this rich musician, African American dude, wants to hire a driver for himself, and he hires like this Italian guy. And so the Italian guy has to study the Green Book of where his client, his boss, can stay at. And like they show in the movie, like they try to stay at a normal hotel and shit happens, or eat at a regular hotel. When they're driving cross country, they can't really find they find restaurants, but they have to go and actually drive further out to go to this black only colored people restaurant. Like,
That's
what the movie's about. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's interesting and it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
But it's such a great movie, man.
that one's nominated?
Yeah, it's nominated. Oscar? I think it just won some Golden Globes,
Golden
I think.
Globe, yeah.
It's great.
The SAG Awards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, both just.
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes, yeah.
Was the one that happened already.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
SAG was like, what, a few nights ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the main actor, the Italian guy, he's actually nominated for Best Actor.
Oh, okay.
But then the Bohemian Rhapsody guy won.
Oh, I still haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen that either. I want to check that out. Yeah. It's been getting like a lot of awards.
Yeah. I've been wanting to see it since it came out, but I just haven't had time. There's a point where I was going to the movies every week, but not so much anymore.
Right.
So I need to get back on that.
I just got a movie called Widows.
Yeah, about widows.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Do you not like it?
No.
Oh, man. Terrible. Now that you told me, I'm not going to probably watch it now.
Yeah, I think we actually talked about this a few episodes ago, but they advertise the movie, at least in the trailer, it makes it seem like it's this big action movie.
Yeah.
Not one.
I mean,
one,
the cover kind of looks like it.
Yeah, not one
it
bit.
It looks like an Ocean's 11 type movie.
Not one bit.
Really? Was it boring?
Yeah. Liam Neeson is maybe in...
Liam Neeson's?
He's maybe in the movie for about 10 minutes.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah. He shows up in the beginning and then he shows up at the end.
Oh, no.
And then literally the entire... They make the movie seem like it's this big heist movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire...
Yeah, I saw that in the trailer.
Yeah. The entire... End of the first act.
It's got like a lot of known. This is a big cast, right?
Big cast. Viola Davis is in it.
Oh my god!
It goes basically most of the second act is nothing. It's just filler, basically.
No
it's
way.
It's stuff that I mean.
But it got such great reviews.
Yeah. It did. The acting was
Rotten
great.
Rotten Tomatoes gave him 90%.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. to me. Viola Davis, I mean, obviously the acting was amazing. That is right. something I really appreciated. The cinematography was nice, but the story was really? Just, it's not this action bank know. Heist like they make it out to be. There's maybe four scenes with action in it.
But Colin Farrell's in it.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Not really.
For like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all the guys in the movie are yeah. only in it for about 5 minutes.
No way.
Liam Neeson is maybe in it for 10 minutes.
But it's directed by Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen's brother.
Yeah. I
thought Steve McQueen was dead.
You know, he's alive and well.
Maybe I'm thinking about the actor.
Oh.
The action star from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he directed 12 Years a Slave. That was a good yeah. movie, man.
Yeah, no, I was super excited to go see this movie. And then Michelle we saw
Rodriguez, huh?
Yeah. Wow. It was just like, it was too much. It seemed like too much filler.
I don't know, Gary. Like, you got 90% Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean,
dude.
You should 100% watch it.
I don't know, dude.
So we can compare.
100% watch it?
Yeah. I would say watch it.
You know what?
It.
I'm going to watch it and then
take your.
I'm going to take notes on it.
Yeah. See how you feel about it.
Okay.
And then we should regroup on the next episode about it.
Do a thing.
Yeah. You do your homework. You know what I mean?
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I have it.
Yeah. You should definitely watch it.
So I should just watch it.
I was just disappointed because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
But you should definitely watch it because the acting is amazing.
Okay.
And the cinematography, they got some really cool shots. So I will give gotcha. Them that. But the story itself, womp, womp, womp.
Did you see First Man yet?
No.
It's on the thing.
I need to watch it. That's on my radar.
Yeah, it's on there. Maybe also I'll watch the other one I told you about, Simple Favor.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah, I need to watch that too. There's so many movies.
First Man was so good. I don't know. We were already talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
gonna get into it, but it was yeah. dude, I love that movie.
Oh, have you started watching the new season of The Punisher?
No, I haven't, dude.
Woo! I watched I two episodes into
this,
last night.
I got into this I got into this show called Good Girls.
Good Girls.
Yeah, with my wife. We saw the first episode over the weekend and it was great.
Are the girls good?
They're good. There are three moms that they're all having issues. One's getting a divorce. Another one's like, some you know, like the husband's cheating. And
is it a sitcom or?
It's a series, and like all three of them are having like money issues, and they decide to. So one of them actually works at a supermarket, and they decide to rob her own supermarket.
Oh,
and it's great, dude. It's funny. It's got action. It's pretty. It's a great TV. It's a great series.
Okay.
It's called Good Girls.
Maybe I'll have to look into that.
It's got like 10 episodes, I think. We saw the first two.
One season so far?
Yeah, it's one season so far. Yeah, it just started. There's another show called You that I want to see on Netflix as well. I heard that one was great.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I got to get to some
yeah.
to some shows.
All of my, like, more or less network shows are ending. Like, SWAT's ending, all the Chicago shows, right. SEAL Team, The Rookie. I think that's about it. All those FBI? Are ending. FBI's ending. So, those are all ending, and now I need to start on my Netflix shows.
Yeah.
I got Punisher, which I just started watching, House of Cards, Narcos, and then just
you
a
started,
bunch of movies.
You started Narcos, right?
No.
Really?
I was going to start it the other day, but it was already late, and I was like...
It's so good. Yeah, but it's one of the... Yeah, you're right. You'll fall asleep.
Yeah. I was like, it's already late. I was about to go to sleep. I was like, maybe I'll watch one more, and then I was like, nah, yeah. I should just... I'm going to get hooked or something.
Yeah, and then you want to keep going.
Yeah. That's kind of how Punisher is. I think I watched two or three episodes yesterday. It's okay. good.
Yeah. I saw the whole... Was that first season?
Yeah.
I haven't done the second season yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get canceled soon anyway. But
is it? Or is it just going to Disney's
well,
streaming service?
They're
going to
cancel it. Who knows? Like, I guess we'll see if they bring it back. But, Jessica Jones, when that comes out soon, it's going to get canceled also right away.
So these streaming services, so Disney's going to have one. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, Disney, Netflix, Hulu.
Hulu. They just announced a new one called Radar or something, some weird thing like that. Walmart took theirs out of the the market. They're like, we're not going to do it.
Oh, they had their own.
They were going to come out
with their own. Because they own Vudu.
Yeah, and they were going to do their own streaming service, and they're like, forget it.
Yeah, can't keep
up. Oh, Apple.
Apple's going to do one.
Apple is going to do one.
That's right.
That's going to be.
You know what's crazy about CBS is that all of the like the network shows, like the main four, like NBC, CBS, Fox, all those. I think CBS is the only one that charges you to use the
app. Yeah, I noticed that. And it's like,
do people actually pay for it?
I don't know. I mean, do they really have that? I mean, what's on there? Like, is FBI CBS?
I think it's NBC.
Is it NBC?
It's a Dick Wolf show. It's, most of those are NBC.
Who's on CBS?
SWAT, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh, SEAL Team.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's that Star Trek show.
Oh,
that's why
the new one.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't care for that.
Yeah, me neither. I was never into Star Trek. The movies were great, but I was never into the show.
Yeah, and then Amazon has their own streaming. Mm-hmm. Who else? Oh, Philo.
Philo.
There's one called Philo. It's $16 a month.
$16 a month.
Yeah, they're gonna die.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's Sling.
Sling.
Sling. I kind of always wanted to get because it's basically live TV.
Right.
But I never got it.
YouTube TV.
Yeah.
That's expensive, though. I heard it's like $40 a month.
40?
Yeah. What's on there?
You know, it's funny you say that because Hulu, if you want Hulu to have like the streaming with no commercials.
Yeah.
It's $40 a month. Hulu, I got a deal Hulu, for 99 cents a month, but it's Hulu got commercials. Hulu just got
cheaper for... Hulu used to be $7.99. Yeah. Now it's $5.99. But if you want their Hulu Live, it's mm-hmm. more expensive.
Yeah, it's like $40.
Yeah.
The Hulu Live.
They got Fubo TV. Never heard of it.
Fubu?
Fubu. For you, by you.
Yeah.
It's $45 a month.
$45?
PlayStation View. $45 a month.
It must be tripping.
Hulu with Hulu Live TV. It's $45 a month. That's what it says here. And then the cable channels and DirecTV have their own too, but.
Oh, yeah, DirecTV.
It's crazy.
Crazy. The thing is, they have figured out a way to, instead of paying $150 a month to the cable company, now you're paying $150 a month to 100 different streaming services.
But you know what? The cable company messed up. You know what they should have done is said, okay, dude, so you can go a la carte.
Yeah, and just pick what
pick the channels you want. The 10 channels you want.
Yeah,
you can pick the shows even that you want because you can play them on demand.
Yeah,
pick the 10 shows, 10 channels, $30 a month.
Call it a day.
Boom.
Yeah,
like then you know that's what I
probably would have went for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 10 channels. You know, like yeah. So get the you can get the local channels through a local antenna. Mm-hmm. So just like you know, pick like HBO or whatever you want. Like
yeah,
pick your 10. Or, and then also pick your 10 shows.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not going to get everything off of 10 channels, obviously. So, right. Like, if you like The Housewives of Atlanta, you don't want to get that channel because that's the only show you'll probably like on there.
Yeah. You know what's funny? So, back in the day, you know how they always charge extra for HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, blah, blah, blah. Back in the day, it was because they had the better content.
Yeah.
But now you get better content on, like, NBC or...
Yeah, exactly.
Or Fox. So it's like, why should I pay? I mean, I know HBO has Game of Thrones and people go crazy for that, but like,
yeah.
Why should I have to pay $10 extra a month to watch a show that's like just as good as what they're showing on NBC?
Yep. I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy. And it's like, you know, HBO is mostly movies. You got Netflix now with fucking loaded with movies.
Yep.
So they, I think HBO should come down on their price. Yeah. Oh, and then HBO has HBO Go.
That's right.
Their streaming thing, HBO too.
Now. They have Veep. Westworld it's a great show.
Westworld. Yeah, I watched part of the first season.
CBS has the Star Trek.
Yeah.
The Good Fight. And Big Brother. They advertise a Big Brother.
People still watch that?
Sling TV exclusives. They don't have any.
Yeah.
They do get... You can get Games of Thrones on there, though.
Oh,
that's pretty cool. PlayStation View. You can get Mr. Robot, Will and Grace, The Good Doctor.
Oh, yeah. People love that show.
I heard it's good. Prime Video. Prime has their own exclusive stuff, too.
Yeah, they have their own shows, yeah. Jack Ryan. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, it's good.
I want to see it, though.
It's really good.
You know what I am watching on Amazon Prime is the Grand Tour.
That car show. Oh, yeah. I never saw that. I always see it on there, but I never watched it. It
used to be, those three old dudes that do car reviews and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were on Top Gear. Top Gear, yeah.
Top Gear in the UK. I love watching the one on Prime, though. It's funny.
Is it better than Top Gear?
Than the one that's out now, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Top Gear they have now is it's not that great. And they have Matt LeBlanc.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love seeing the cars, but just like these three hosts are not as good. They're not as funny. I don't know. Something about old dudes trying to, I don't know. They go on adventures and they all three of them just rag on each other. And it's great. It's like Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, I love Grumpy Old Men.
Isn't that a good movie?
It's such a great movie. There's three of them, right? Or two?
There's two.
Grumpy and Grumpier Old Men.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau. Oh, I love those movies. And Kevin Pollak, too.
Those are classic.
He was the son.
Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Kevin Pollak.
Daryl Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
And Margaret. Right.
Oh, man. So funny.
Jack Lemmon.
I would love Walter Matthau. I would always be like, what are you doing, you putz?
You putz.
He's great in Dennis the Menace, too.
Oh, that's right.
Love that movie.
He plays a great grumpy old man.
Yeah. Oh, I want to watch that now. I think I'm going to look it up, see if I can find it.
Find it.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching, dude?
That's pretty much it. I've been working, so I haven't really been watching too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got anything lined up?
Yeah, I got a job coming up doing camera truck next week. And then after that, I got an award show in February.
Really?
Yep, for 8 days, 7 days, something
Damn.
Like that. And then I am on retirement.
And then you're back to retirement?
Yeah, well, I'm sure something will come up. But at least I'm kind of lined up until the middle to end of February.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a job. I don't have a job next week. It's going to be like a long one, too. It's like 6 days.
Oh, yeah. Same with mine.
I like how we say 6 days of shooting is long.
Right? I know.
That's like
compared to like the feature world.
Half the month of work right there.
Yeah. Yeah, on a feature, it's like freaking, you're working like
yeah.
4 months.
Jeez.
Nonstop.
You don't see your family for 4 months.
Yeah. You don't see nobody.
You don't see
nobody. You go to work, you come home, you go to sleep for 3 hours, you go back.
Exactly.
That's it.
And then that's it. I mean, I don't have anything else. I still have E3 coming in.
Yeah, June.
End of May.
Oh, right.
I got placed on hold for 20 days.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that'll be late May into June. So that's still on the table.
Yeah. It's good to have those jobs you can rely on every year.
Yeah.
Like E3, for me, the Emmys. It's like, you know, those two are going to. Like, every year, you're at least set with two jobs.
And we're back at the Microsoft Theater.
Yep.
Man, you love that place.
I do. I'm there all the time.
Every, like, month or so, you're there. You're back there. With the Emmys and the...
Yeah.
What else? What's the other? The Choice Award?
We did BET Awards there.
BET Awards?
What else did I do there
last trap
year?
Music?
Yeah. Trap. Hit him with a shot.
Trap. And then what else?
It's... Pretty much it.
Next week we should talk about your best Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
That you liked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
I know YouTube does like a recap.
Yeah.
And then you can see like all of them.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty badass, yeah.
Nice.
Every year, like even the ones I miss, I go and look at all of them kind of like together.
Yeah. A compilation, if you will.
Compilation of commercials.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about the best, the not so good, the funny.
And the not so funny.
And the not so funny.
Bum, 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 bum. In the world. In a world where you have not funny Super Bowl commercials.
You know, yeah. There's going to be like Budweiser, yeah. The Usual Suspects.
Clydesdales.
Doritos.
Yeah.
A Pepsi commercial.
Probably iPhone.
iPhone. There's going to be a movie trailer.
Yep.
What movie are they going to like reveal this year?
Harry and the Hendersons too.
It's probably going to be like Fast 9 or something.
Crazy. Or Nipple Boy.
Nipple Boy.
Who knows? The Nipple Boy trailer might come out.
It might make. Yeah, dude. You never know.
You've already gotten the teaser. Wait till you see the video aspect.
Listen to the prior episode. You'll hear it.
Yeah.
You'll hear our Nipple Boy
Nipple trailer. Boy.
We need more. Need more. Make more trailers.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing moving forward. We didn't do it this week, but
right, because we've been busy.
But I think we're going to start doing more of these fake movie trailers for you fine folks out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're mainly just practicing our voiceover skills, but
that's right.
We're gonna say it's for you guys.
That one day I was like recovering from sickness.
Yeah.
I woke up with a super weird deep voice because I had like a kind of like a cough too.
Isn't that the best though?
So I was like, I was talking like almost like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I was talking to my son. Son, come over here.
Son, where is your milk?
Where is your mother?
Hand me the remote now.
I don't know where your iPad is.
That's always funny. Like when you wake up. And either you have no voice or you have a deep voice.
Yeah. I get the deep voice, man.
Yeah.
Like it's a weird.
Yeah.
Freaking Optimus Prime voice.
Yeah. What happened to me 2 weeks ago was I was not even sick by any means. Slept great. Woke up. I'm driving to work. I call my fiance. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey. Oh, shit. What happened to my voice? Oh, shit. I have no voice. Damn it. Am I going to, I didn't even feel sick or nothing.
Really?
I didn't have a voice for the whole day.
Oh.
And I'm like,
what happened?
I don't know. It was just that one day.
Were you yelling like the day prior or something?
No, nothing. The day prior, I didn't do nothing. And like, I was like, oh shit, I have no voice.
That's weird.
How am I going to work all day? And then I worked on a one day job with a crew from New York. They probably all thought I was a weirdo. They're like, how come this guy is like
who's
a mute?
This guy?
Like, hey, can you go set this up? I'm like, yeah.
Sure. What's wrong with yous?
I got you.
What's wrong with yous, guy?
Hey. You need to see the set medic that we don't have.
I lost my voice once, and I had it work. Yeah. It was weird.
It's crazy. And like, had I known, I would have drank a tea or something prior to going to work. But I didn't actually talk until I was driving to work.
And then you figured it out. You're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I'm like, oh, lost my voice. Shit. God damn it.
Why are you whispering?
Yeah. They're like, why is this guy whispering all day? What's the deal with this guy?
I'm not. I just lost my voice.
No, it's just I don't talk loud. It's against my religion. I'm like a monk.
Screws are rolling. It's like, dude, we just got here.
Yeah. Like they're not filming until 4 p.m. It's only 9 a.m.
I'm just practicing.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for when they call action.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be courteous.
Yeah.
I know people are working.
But yeah, so
all right,
you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Hey, all right, well I think that's it for this week.
Oh, but, yeah,
you know what I mean, we'll be back next week with some good stuff.
Yep. And make sure to follow us on the Twitter,
yep,
the Instagram, the Facebook
at two guys on set. Yep. All right, see you guys next week.
Peace out.
Peace.